Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Penny, I can't see him. I don't think he's working tonight.
Oh, no. That's the main reason we came here, was to see Tony.
I know, but I don't think he's here.
Well, we've ordered now, so we'll have to stay.
Oh, yes, of course we will. But I was hoping to see Tony.
Yeah, well, I know that. He still hasn't asked you out, has he? Do you think he ever will?
I don't know. Well, probably not if he's never here.
Well, we did try. As I say, we came in mainly to see him, so that you, Sarah, could woo him with your charms.
Well, our plan hasn't worked, has it? He's obviously not working tonight.
Well, we could ask our waiter if Tony's going to be in later, couldn't we?
No, we can't do that. He might ask us why. What would we say?
Well, we could just say, I don't know. What could we say?
Oh, nothing. We can't ask him. Oh, this is a real pain. We've got some stupid waiter and there's no sign of Tony. Oh, he's always so friendly. I bet this one gets something wrong.
I hope you're not going to be miserable all night just because your potential boyfriend is not here.
No, of course I'm not. Oh, don't say that, your potential boyfriend. Sounds like I've just chosen him or something.
Well, you have in a way. You want him to ask you out.
Yeah, but there's no chance of that though, is there? Well, not tonight anyway.
Well, we know the food will be good, that's one thing.
Yeah. Oh, he's normally here. Oh, God, I hope he hasn't left.
Oh, don't say that. My life will be a misery.
What? You'll be miserable. I'm the one who'll be miserable.
Yeah, I know that. You were miserable the other night. You were in a right mood.
Well, I'd had a bad day.
Well, so had I, but I didn't take it out on you.
Well, I had a really bad day.
Oh? So what was wrong?
Oh, I thought we were going to have fun tonight, not talk about problems. Great night this is going to be.
Okay. So where did you go the other night when you came in really late?
Oh, that night.
Yep. The night you woke me at 3 o'clock in the morning because you were making beans on toast.
Oh, yeah. And I found an ingenious place to keep the butter, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. In my wellies. That was a great place to hide the butter.
I don't know why I did that. I don't even know why I brought your wellies into the kitchen.
Were you going to wear them?
No, they're far too small for me. Why would I bring them into the kitchen?
I don't know. Don't ask me. And that was the night you were singing.
You said I was crying.
No, I said it sounded like crying. That's not the same thing.
Oh, great. Well, just remember, I'm the one who's going to be a professional singer. I'm good. That's what my singing teacher says.
You did not sound good to me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Was it really that late?
Yeah, it was. So where'd you been?
Well, we started off at Stone's, that's Kathy and I. There we bumped into a friend of hers and went back to her place for cocktails.
You were really...
I know I was. I did feel a bit fragile the next morning. Oh, where's our food? I bet that waiter's forgotten us.
Well, if you see him, call him over and then we can remind him that we're waiting. They don't normally take this long.
Well, if I see him, I will. So, how's things? How's work?
Okay, well, more or less. It's just not the same since Mike became assistant manager.
Oh? I thought you said he'd be good.
Well, he is in a way. It's just that he's changed. Oh, anyway, how's work for you? You said you'd had a bad day.
Oh, nothing really. It's all sorted now, anyway.
Okay, good. Well, cheers. Just think, if you became a singer, you could give that job up.
Well, you never know.
The only thing is with singing, though, it's not a regular wage, is it?
Well, no, but then if you really want to do something, I think you should do it. It's a bit like having your own business. It's a bit of a gamble. Well, you know that, because you used to run the kennels, didn't you? You took a chance with that.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we didn't know how many dogs we'd get. And we were lucky because we were always busy, and we enjoyed it.
Well, I'll just have to see what happens. Once I've built my confidence up and I know enough songs, then I'll start asking around for gigs.
Oh, good for you. I do hope it works out for you, Sarah.
Well, I'm sure it will. If I don't starve to death before then.
Do you think we should just leave? I mean, this is ridiculous.
I know. I mean, they are very busy, but... Oh, I think he's coming now. Oh, what? No, he's not. He's gone to the other blooming table.
Well, get his attention. Call him over.
I'm trying to, but he's not looking this way.
I'll tell you what. Start singing. He'll come over then.
Oh, I bet he would. Do you think I should give it a go?
Yeah, do. Go on. Go for it.
But what if they ban me from coming here? Then I'll never see Tony.
Oh, look, should we just pay for the wine and go?
No. Tony's just walked in.
No.
Yes. And he's with some blonde woman. Oh, give up. He's not interested in me. He's obviously not going to ask me out. Oh, I'm so stupid. He wouldn't want me. No one ever does. Story of my life.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.